This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord. Oops, no we don't. It was the first time I've made that mistake for quite a while. Welcome
it's true.
To the program. We have the Matrix chat server, I should say, which is much better.
The Matrix is real, Nia.
The old Discord. And, well, whether the Matrix has you or not is up to you. You have to go and sign up for it. So you can go to chat.lrn.fm and you can do that there. And there's step-by-step instructions on how to get involved with the Matrix server, which is a great way for you to call in to the show as well. It makes it so you sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us when you do that. So we were... Last night, we didn't have a chance to get to this story, but it's been in the news for a few days now, and it's kind of a big deal. I'm not in favor of what the government gang is doing here, but it's worthy of talking about. They are targeting Facebook with a lawsuit to supposedly break it up.
Well, anytime two of my enemies go to war, I kind of rejoice a little.
well, that's true, because any time that they're fighting each other is less time that they can spend on you, right?
And, you know, they also damage each other. And,
that's right.
You know, they suffer.
Now, of course, in the case of the federal government, they can just print money out, you know, to no end, basically. So there's no harm to them by spending a ton of taxpayer dollars on Facebook.
Well, the money doesn't matter to them. They can just print more money.
That's right.
But the political capital matters to them, not the fact that, you know, if the deep state loses some of the utility of Facebook because... The more surfacey people are going after it, then that's a good thing, because Facebook, I think, has been one of the primary things that has manipulated the American public to the point where, you know, they were able to carry out this COVID scam without anybody questioning it very much.
Right, and anyone that does question it is having their posts either blocked entirely or perhaps, you know, shadow banned or posted with, like, a little notice. I don't know if they're doing this on Facebook or
Twitter.
Yeah, they're
doing the fact checkers.
They're doing that on Facebook, too. Okay.
Yeah.
The quote, fact checkers.
Yeah. Well, if the fact checkers say it's true, it's almost certainly a lie.
Yeah. Government propaganda imposing is basically what it is. I mean, they...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, except, you know, they do it through a private contractor, Facebook, and therefore, First Amendment doesn't come into it.
That's true.
So they can do whatever they want to your freedom of speech so long as they take it away through contractors.
Yeah, pretty much. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, because you do have some semblance of free speech, at least if you're here on Free Talk Live, you can call in.
Well, the FCC will also get mad at you if you say the things they don't want.
Yeah, that's why I say some semblance of free speech here. More so than you do on Facebook. Let's just say that. I mean, because you can still hold whatever opinion you want on Free Talk Live. You just can't lace the opinion with the F word and the S word. So you are welcome to express yourself here, 855-450-FREE. The news that you need to hear is from CNN Business. Dozens of states and the federal government are now suing Facebook. As of about a week ago, in twin antitrust lawsuits alleging the social media giant has abused its dominance in the digital marketplace and engaged in anti-competitive behavior. The Federal Trade Commission, in particular, is seeking a permanent...
I wonder if they really don't know that that's what the CIA set it up to do, because that's kind of my impression.
So, was the CIA behind Facebook?
DARPA is believed to be... There are some big coincidences. Mm-hmm. For example, the day that Facebook incorporated, there was a DARPA project that I think was called Tapestry or something along those lines, and basically it was about gathering up information about people. And it was terminated, to my understanding, the same day that Facebook incorporated.
Coincidence?
Quite possibly. And Zuckerberg is related to, I don't know exactly who. He's related to some surprising people, like royalty, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The sort of people that a lot of people who end up in positions to have a lot of power tend to be related to.
So, I mean, if Zuckerberg is politically connected, then it would seem counterintuitive that they are taking on his company, but maybe it's all for show. Maybe it's all to make it look like they're doing a thing, when in point of fact, there's not really much that's going to come out of this.
Well, I mean, I can think of three ways that it would happen. It could be interfaction fighting within the government. It could be that Zuckerberg didn't do what he was told at some point, and he's getting
being punished. Okay.
Or it could be that the people on the surface legitimately don't know what the deep state is doing with Zuckerberg. I mean, there probably were people who didn't even know about Epstein in government back in the day.
Well, I mean, if you don't have a taste for young girls, you probably didn't know that much about Epstein, right? Unless you've heard rumors through the rumor mill.
Yeah, I mean, I would think you'd hear rumors, and yeah, that's just one. Well, I don't know. It seems like a lot of people knew about him through the intelligence community.
He was an asset, wasn't he?
Knew of him.
Wasn't he an intelligence asset?
Well, I'd really like to know that. There's a funny thing, which is Acosta, who's the guy who cut Epstein the sweetheart
deal prosecutor
in Florida.
Right?
Yeah, when he was asked why he did that, he said, well, I was told he belonged to intelligence and was above my pay grade. And nobody troubled themselves to say, oh, really? Who told you that?
Mm.
Seems like a logical question. Who told you that? Was it somebody who had authority to speak on behalf of the government? Was it the janitor claiming to be a spook? I don't know. Was it a dark... Mm-hmm. Did he come into his darkened office and find some, some guy sitting there in the dark drinking his whiskey?
We'll never know. Let's go to the phones here. We can talk more about the Facebook lawsuit seeking it being broken up. But first, we have someone calling themselves the Bearded One, calling from Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live.
All right, well, you got some competition on that.
Ian, nobody. How are y'all doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Man, y'all are doing a fantastic job.
Well, thanks.
The movement.
Appreciate it. What are you calling about?
And no, I think my beard's longer than yours, nobody. I just saw you on the live feed.
All right, we'll take your word for it.
You'd maybe
hey, let me ask y'all this. Is Trump going to pardon Julius Assange and Snowden? Or
Julian Assange, yeah, I don't know. I don't think that Trump himself has said anything about that. He did say a few months ago that he was considering pardoning Snowden, but I don't think he said anything about Assange, and I don't think he said anything about Ross Ulbricht either, who obviously we want to see pardoned as well. That was in the news this week. I haven't seen anything about Assange. If he's thinking about it, he's keeping his lips sealed, which is unusual for Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he kind of crapped all over the Liberty Movement when he went after the Kentucky senator, Thomas Massie.
What did he go after him for? I thought he was a rep.
Isn't Massie the one who left the Republican Party and went libertarian?
No.
Or no, that's Amash.
Remember he wouldn't put his name. He wanted them to do, like, not a call-in vote on the stimulus package. He wanted actual names on there.
You mean Massie did? Massie wanted names?
Yeah, and calling him a second-rate politician.
Oh, I mean, Trump says mean things about everybody. It's kind of just his thing.
Yeah. And the name
he's a better troll than he is a president.
Yeah.
Yeah. The name I actually wanted to use was the Bearded Curmudgeon, but the guy couldn't do it. Couldn't spell the last word.
Oh, curmudgeon? Yeah, that's a tough one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, is there anything else you wanted to share with us tonight?
No, that's it. I just wanted to pick y'all's brain.
Thanks, man. I really hope Trump does something like this. There's a rumor, there's a lot of rumors, and there's not a lot, you know, there's some smoke, but there's no evidence of fire. I hope that something does shake out and that he does, you know, maybe he's not going to pardon all three of those men, but certainly he should. And while he's at it, you know, add Kim.com, and let's just go ahead and add every federal drug prisoner there's ever been. I mean, if he really wants to make an impact.
Oh, then he's going to be in nobody's territory.
855-450-4. Free. Thank you for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate it. Appreciate hearing from you. We've got open phones. You can bring up anything you want. We'll talk about the supposed breakup lawsuit against Facebook on the way.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fallen land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Open phones. You may take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. Matrix chat room over at chat.lrn.fm. Multiple rooms, I should say. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
All right. So we were talking about Facebook being targeted by the Federal Trade Commission and dozens of state government gangs for alleged anti-competitive practices, they say. They're seeking a permanent injunction in federal court that could, among other things, require Facebook to divest its assets, including Instagram and WhatsApp, effectively breaking up Facebook as we know it. We'll tell you more about that, and you can share your thoughts with us as well. And perhaps you've heard about us talking about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and you've wanted to set up a Divi masternode. It is relatively simple. In fact, probably the easiest I've ever seen for a masternode setup. And a masternode is a special node on the network that provides certain services in return for compensation. You can do that, but you do have to get Divi in order to lock it up in the masternode. And so to do that, you need to buy Divi either at an exchange, and there's multiple from which to choose, or you can just get it straight from the Divi team by connecting with them on their Telegram channel over at diviproject.org, D-I-V-I project.org. That's diviproject.org. So we're talking about this supposed, what might be an eventual breakup of Facebook, according to Ian Connor, the director of the FTC's Bureau of Competition, as though the government knows anything about that.
You know, if they were going to break something up, there was a lot of companies they should have broken up long before now.
Like who?
The federal government.
Well,
I don't think
that's not a company.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if they entered into antitrust action
against themselves?
Yes, it would be.
Seems unlikely.
Yeah, no, I don't know. There's been a lot of big... I mean, effectively, they're arguing that the company's too big, so there's a lot of big companies out
there. Well, they're arguing that it's abusing
its anti-competitive
power, which it certainly is.
Yeah, I mean, but based on that, like, logic, you could say Walmart is, if you want to, you know, buy into the idea that, you know, they're hindering competition in the marketplace because they sell everything as opposed to just certain select types of goods, and that's somehow unfair in terms of competition.
No, I would say, I mean, the thing that's got people irritated about Facebook is...
There's competition for Facebook.
It's not about competition, I think, so much as, you know, doing psychological experiments.
Well, that's not what they're mad about.
Oh, really?
No, it's about they're claiming it's anti-competitive behavior, so we'll get into that.
Is that the excuse, or is that what's really bothering them?
Well, who knows what's really bothering them? Again, like you said, maybe Zuckerberg crossed somebody in the federal government and they're punishing him. So we don't know what the actual, you know, maybe he didn't show enough respect to the uniformed goons or the suited goons while he was testifying in front of Congress, and now somebody's decided to sick the FTC against him. So who knows how petty this actually
maybe
is?
Maybe he cut himself shaving and got hydraulic fluid on somebody.
So here's what the director of the FTC's Bureau of Competition has to say. He says, personal social networking is central to the lives of millions of Americans. Facebook's actions to entrench and maintain its monopoly, which...
What monopoly?
It's not a monopoly.
It's definitely not a monopoly. There's so many different ways to communicate. The entire internet is a communications platform, right? Like, there's so many different ways to communicate on the internet, from Telegram and instant messaging, different instant messaging clients.
Sure. You can start your own competitor to Facebook.
There are competitors.
Right,
to Facebook,
that's what I'm saying.
Right?
You could start your own. They've got open source alternatives.
Right.
To Facebook.
I mean,
you can launch tonight.
I don't know where you're going to find 3 billion users for yours, though.
But that doesn't make them a monopoly.
Yeah, that doesn't make a monopoly. I'm not even on Facebook. If they were a monopoly, you'd pretty much only be able to communicate through Facebook. And there are places like that in the world.
Depends on how you define the market.
In internet, and you quote. I'm quoting internet, but if you sign up for the internet, you effectively are just getting Facebook, Wikipedia, and a couple of other monopoly services.
You can't use the term monopoly. That's the problem here.
In the instance that you're signing up for the internet in quotes and you're only getting Facebook, then you kind of are getting a monopoly.
Well, in that case, what you're doing, maybe without your knowledge, is you're choosing Facebook as your internet provider, essentially.
That's not really internet then, though.
Okay, but what you're referring to is, I've heard of it in, we've talked about it here on Free Talk.
AOL was like that.
I see what you're saying, but what they're doing is Facebook has partnered up with cell phone providers in places like Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
Where there's not a whole lot of internet to begin with in a lot of places.
And you can't take their garbage off your phone.
Correct, because it's built into the phones in this particular case. And so they're getting quote-unquote internet, but it's really just Facebook,
yeah,
ultimately.
I don't know if they're calling it internet or not, because it's certainly not internet access. But if they are calling it internet, that's probably more of a misleading thing than saying it's a monopoly, though, even then. So
it was such fun pulling the Facebook code out of cell 411.
Oh, yeah. But they're offering these packages at, like, a reduced cost, or maybe it's even included in the cell phone plan or whatever. I forget. It's been a little while since we've talked about these things. But basically, there's people in Africa who believe that Facebook is the internet because that's the only experience they've ever had with it. They've not had right. internet access outside of this limited. I don't recall if they were allowing for like certain links to work, meaning that like if you see a link somebody posted on Facebook to say CNN.com, I don't know if they were letting that like first level of link return data, meaning if you're just on Facebook
right.
and you come across a post to a link that somebody made and then you click it and it won't take you anywhere.
I would presume that the answer to that is no. And the way it's working or the idea is effectively that if you want to sell something, you have to do it through Facebook Marketplace or something of that nature on Facebook. But I don't know, you know, for sure. I'm not in Africa.
Well, I didn't mean just sell. I wasn't talking about selling things. Just like if you're putting a link to anything, like a news article or something
true,
like that. So if
true.
You put a link to CNN well, on this Facebook-only internet,
right,
where
right.
does that take you? Does it take you to the actual CNN story or not?
I presume it doesn't take you to the CNN story because it's just Facebook.
Yeah.
But I think the idea is that if you're going to be doing, like, commerce, that's where you would do it, is you do it through the Facebook.
Through their marketplace.
Yeah, solution. And that's one of the...
I think he was talking about reading articles more than commerce, though.
I was, but he's also bringing up that they
sure,
would want to prevent
also,
people from...
There's also articles on Facebook, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
No.
Well, mostly you post a link to the article to Facebook.
Oh, okay.
You put some comments.
So Facebook doesn't actually have its own. Besides, I keep reading about how Facebook is a monopoly on like news stories or something. Which
no.
sounds ridiculous to me. But
no, Facebook doesn't have its own content.
It's manipulating people because, you know, the only place people get their news is Facebook.
Well, it's manipulating people by controlling what you see, by using the, they did some experiments where they would, like, change your news feed and, like, see if they could make you blow your brains out.
They're manipulating people through the algorithms that select what you see. So if you post something to something that Facebook doesn't like,
right, then
they will bury that particular story.
You know, it just kind of amazes me that the only thing people are using is Facebook. Like, do people not go to any other websites?
Well,
not
it's
as
not
often.
That it's the only thing that they're using. It's that it's the only thing that has 4 billion people on it. And so it's literally the biggest market that you can communicate with, except
but
you can't communicate with it anymore.
It's restricted market. They restrict your communications unless you pay them. Then they'll give
unless you're a Democrat or a Republican, then, of course.
Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But are they a monopoly? I'm going to say no. No, not at all. But that's what they always have to paint them with
right.
to make them sound worse than they actually are. They're bad, but they're not a monopoly.
Not for that
Free Talk Live.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs. Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have 2 cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com. I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence received a COVID-19 vaccination on live TV alongside Second Lady Karen Pence and U.S. Surgeon General Jerome Adams. President-elect Joe Biden set to receive the COVID-19 vaccine in public on Monday. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris set to receive it the following week, which goes against comments they made before the election.
I trust scientists, but I don't trust Donald Trump.
The doctors tell us that we should take it, I'll be the first in line to take it. Absolutely. But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
Suspected Russian hackers who broke into U.S. government agencies also spied on less high-profile organizations, including groups in Britain, a U.S. internet provider, and a county government in Arizona. And you're listening to USA Radio News. White House officials and congressional leaders are trying to address a number of lingering policy disagreements as they race to finalize an approximately $900 billion coronavirus relief package. As the negotiations continue, former New York Republican Congressman Nan Hayworth tells CNBC, moderates are playing a huge role in the negotiations.
Well, you know, having been one of the centrist voices in a relatively raucous Republican majority, but, you know, not a commanding Republican majority against a Democratic Senate and White House in the 112th Congress, look, it is those more moderate voices who do actually move policy forward. But, you know, they back up leadership.
Atlanta-based Coca-Cola cutting 2,200 jobs around the world because of a decline in sales blamed on the pandemic. A spokesman saying 1,200 of those jobs will be here in the United States. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Bring up what you want right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. As always, whenever the government gang starts to talk about doing an anti-competitive lawsuit against some company, they always trot out the term monopoly, even though it, in my lifetime, has never applied, I don't think, to a single thing that they've ever gone after. Now, they do go after politically unpopular companies, but I wouldn't describe Facebook as a monopoly, but by definition, monopoly is a single
Facebook
service.
Facebook certainly has monopolies.
What do you mean by that?
They hold copyrights. They hold patents. Yeah. Those are monopolies.
I think those are probably weaker in terms of, like, when you're talking about in the scheme of things of the marketplace. But
that's not why they're going after them, though.
I mean, how many copyrights does Facebook have anyway? Like,
I don't know.
They're not in the business, the entertainment business. They're not in a business that's even, you know, huge on.
They may have a patent or two. Who knows?
I don't doubt that they do. They probably do. I just don't think, at least within the arena that we're thinking that they have a monopoly of.
But that's not what the government gang is trying to break up. They're not gonna cancel Facebook's patents. They're not gonna cancel, you know, because those are government granted.
Right.
That's not what they're claiming is monopolistic here.
It's okay to have a monopoly when it's a government granted monopoly,
right.
Like, you know,
the power company,
cable television, yeah. Or power or telephone.
Au contraire,
like that, right?
Mon frère.
So Bitcoin.com, that's where you can go to learn about Bitcoin, like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency in general, go and get started there. There's a Get Started button there at the top, or a link there at the top, and you can learn the basics about cryptocurrency. It's a good time to do that. We just set a young lady up with her first cryptocurrency wallet tonight, actually. It was my roommate who
set two people up with the crypto wallet tonight.
Did we do two of them?
We did, yeah.
Okay, cool. That's good to know. Was one of them one of the doctors that was there?
No, Brian?
Oh, I'm pretty sure he had his
own. Oh, he had a wallet before, yeah. But he didn't have it on this phone. It didn't end up working for him.
We got a new crypto user tonight, though, and it's always fun when that happens. And, you know, you got to learn the basics, and you can do that with maybe a 2 to 3 minute long video over at Bitcoin.com. Now, if you're not new to crypto and you want to get the latest news headlines, you can do that there as well over at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. So you got the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, is seeking an injunction which may require Facebook, if they get it, to break up its assets, including Instagram and WhatsApp. According to the FTC's, quote, Bureau of Competition, they claim that Facebook's actions to entrench and maintain its monopoly deny consumers the benefits of competition. Our aim is to roll back Facebook's anti-competitive conduct and restore competition so that innovation and free competition can thrive. Now, I'm not against innovation or free competition. I think those two things are wonderful, and we definitely need to have more of that.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not against screwing Facebook, but those guys are full of it.
Yeah.
Which guys? The FTC?
The people who wrote what you just read.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of interesting. Like, there's been other, you know, iterations of effectively Facebook, right? Social networking platforms. There was, MySpace and GeoCities before that?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, there were older iterations, but nonetheless, they weren't that different than what effectively...
I think GeoCities was just web hosting, but MySpace was
It was kind of the precursor. Well, they had different neighborhoods and things, mm-hmm. and it was sort of the predecessor to MySpace.
Interesting.
And MySpace, you could do more with it in terms of configuration than Facebook, and you could do more with GeoCities than you could with... And there was something, I forget what the name of it before GeoCities was, but GeoCities wasn't a mm-hmm. normal hosting company. So, and that's what people, I think, forget. It was you got a little bit of free space, and then you could put up your own web page, but yeah. it was still that community. It was still the different neighborhoods. The whole idea. So
I didn't know
the whole idea.
It.
Yeah, is it is a precursor to MySpace and Facebook. It's just, you know, Facebook is easier to use than MySpace, but it's less customizable.
So the complaint here, according to the parallel lawsuits, which have been months in the making, represent an unprecedented challenge to one of Silicon Valley's most powerful corporations. The complaints zero in on Facebook's acquisition and control over Instagram and WhatsApp, two key services in its social media empire. Facebook announced in 2012 that it was buying Instagram for $1 billion. 2 years later, it announced a $19 billion acquisition of WhatsApp. Now, I've never used WhatsApp. As I understand it, it's just a chat app, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just another instant messaging app, as far as I understand. It's no different than Signal, which is probably more...
In that it's run by Facebook.
Yeah, it is. But instant messaging apps, it's funny, because instant messaging apps are a dime a dozen.
Right.
There's so
Why
many
would you
of
pay
them?
$19 billion for an instant messaging app.
Doesn't make any sense to me either.
I mean, they can't
have
possibly
a lot of users.
Yeah, so does Telegram. So does I don't know what Signal does, but Telegram has certainly gotten super popular.
Yeah,
And that's not just in our little circle here in New Hampshire or anything. That's like around the world.
Have you ever used it? Nobody. Have you ever used this WhatsApp?
I never have. I never cared about it.
I know that a lot of the people that are in, like, when I've been on local Bitcoins, for instance, selling Bitcoins to folks, and you want to talk to somebody offline or whatever, or off the local Bitcoin site, a lot of them have a WhatsApp. So it does seem to be somewhat popular, but just having a chat app with, a billion users or whatever they got, hundreds of millions of users, that's not something you could just monetize easily, right? Unless you put ads all over the place, and then no one's going to use your chat app.
You would think. I don't know if they have ads or not.
That's what I'm saying. How could they?
It's possible. Some sort of text ad, maybe?
I mean, Facebook basically doesn't make its money by selling you information. It makes its money by taking your information and selling it to other people.
Yes, but what are you going to get from WhatsApp? I mean, besides...
people's information.
But how? I mean, you've got just chats between people that they claim are encrypted. Now, I don't believe
them. They claim a lot of things.
Yeah. I don't buy that claim, but that's the claim about WhatsApp.
You know, they probably are encrypted, and they're end-to-end encrypted, but the problem is that when you scoop up the data and send it to Facebook servers, well, Facebook now has the data as well. So
sure.
It's kind of, it defeats the whole purpose of end-to-end encryption.
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, I wouldn't trust Facebook. If Facebook told me that they were encrypting chats, which is what they say about WhatsApp, I just don't believe them, because Facebook holds the keys to that encryption almost every time, guaranteed.
I mean, Facebook has come out. I'm pretty sure I read that Facebook has come out and said that they're basically like, if you type in the wrong thing, it censors it or something like that.
On WhatsApp?
Yeah, so it's like they've put like a backdoor, some sort of backdoorish kind of thing into
it. It's reading your text before it encrypts them.
Yeah,
basically.
Or something. Yeah, that's the idea or something like that. I believe they came out with that. And maybe they were just talking about coming out with that. So maybe I'm mistaken about that. But I definitely wouldn't trust Facebook either way, because they've certainly shown that they have no problem interfering with your communications, given that they do on Facebook all the time.
Or engaging in mind control.
Yeah.
Suits come roughly 14 months after the New York Attorney General Letitia James announced her office was leading a group of attorneys general in investigating Facebook for potential anti-competitive practices. More than 40 attorneys general ultimately signed on to Wednesday's complaint. The FTC, meanwhile, has been conducting its own antitrust investigation of Facebook since June of 2019. Quote, for nearly a decade, Facebook has used its dominance and monopoly power to crush smaller rivals and snuff out competition, James said at a press conference on Wednesday. By using its vast troves of data and money, Facebook has squashed or hindered what the company perceived to be potential threats. So, again, just because you say it's a monopoly doesn't mean that it is. You have to be the only choice in a marketplace. You also not only have to be the only choice, but you also have to be able to prevent anyone from starting another choice.
Yeah, and it's funny because I'm pretty sure that WhatsApp is actually not even that particularly popular in the scheme of things. WeChat, isn't that like got
that's the
way
Asian
more
one.
Users, right? Than
that's the Asian.
It
one.
Is. It's the one that's used by more of the people in the Asian.
It's very popular there.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. And there's way more users of. There's way more. You know, in terms of we're seeing things. The people in the United States and in a lot of Western countries are seeing it from a very kind of warped perspective, in that they don't actually see what people are in other countries are using. And so they have this idea that Facebook has this monopoly, and they don't really have a monopoly.
Not even close.
Yeah, it's
they don't have a monopoly on anything.
Yeah.
So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. And whether that fact will actually save them from any kind of punishment in
probably
this
not.
Case, I doubt it. I'm not going to, cry a river over Facebook having to sell off Instagram these other companies.
Facebook's evil, but...
But that said...
It's a poor reason to break
that
up.
That said, you don't want this to happen to other companies that maybe definitely, don't deserve to be picked on. Mm-hmm. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Talking about Facebook. And, you know, it's hard to defend Facebook, but I will defend them on the point that they are not a monopoly.
It's not that hard to defend. My feeling is it's not hard to defend evil when that evil is being crucified for the wrong reason. And I think that's the situation here.
So. Indeed. So the toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. By the way, I want to say thanks to Chip. He is a Free Talk Live Gold amplifier. That means Chip is contributing $10 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live and the ideas of liberty on more radio stations around the country. So we got about 189 stations today. So if you want to see that number go to 250 or 300, please join the AMP program. You get some cool perks like access to the supporters-only chat room on our Matrix server and others. You can see the list of bennies that you can get over at amp.freetalklive.com. Sign up with PayPal, debit card, credit card, or Bitcoin BTC.
Bennies and perks, this is starting to sound like a party.
amp.freetalklive.com. So the U.S. federal government and 40 state attorneys general have signed on with this particular lawsuit. So they are really piling on, 40 out of 50 state attorneys general signing into this so-called antitrust, anti-monopoly, anti-competitive lawsuit, claiming that Facebook is somehow, quote, using its dominance and monopoly power to crush smaller rivals and snuff out competition, said the government goon here, Letitia James. She's the New York Attorney General, saying that snuffing out competition, crushing smaller rivals. Well, I can tell you, it doesn't matter how much money Facebook has. It doesn't matter how much, quote, power Facebook has. Facebook cannot turn off our Matrix server.
Nope.
Facebook cannot stop Freedom Decrypted, your show that you do.
That's
on
great.
Saturday afternoons, because they don't run our servers. They don't, you know, they're not in charge of any of that. So what's this power they're talking about?
Well, they can trick, they can be a huge part of tricking all your neighbors into believing there's a there's a scam, an epidemic going on when there isn't, by manipulating people, by...
Sure, but that's what the government wants them to do, so they're not going to be punished for doing that.
The government
they certainly don't have a monopoly on that, though. I mean, that's to suggest that newspapers and other outlets also, you know, are...
Well, I mean, no newspaper can do what Facebook can do in terms of mind
control. Maybe not any one newspaper, but certainly there's lots of other newspapers and other outlets and radio and television, and, you know, you can't possibly say that, you know, Facebook has a monopoly on your eyeballs.
Well, they don't. I mean, the word monopoly is kind of a silly word anyway. But they certainly do have a lot of power, and they have a lot of power to invade your privacy. They have a lot of power.
But no, they don't, because you've chosen to go and sign up.
I haven't chosen to have them on my phone.
Well, then they're not invading the privacy on your phone.
Oh, yes, they are.
How?
They've got their software installed on my phone.
I thought you said they're not on your phone.
No, I didn't put them there. They were put there by the manufacturer, and I can't put them off.
But
take them off.
You've decided to purchase from that particular manufacturer. So I think actually
I have
there is a
very
better,
little choice. It's a managed market. It's controlled by copyright and
Facebook's not on
and
my phone.
All kinds of other things.
I think there's actually a better argument here than what we're actually talking about for the monopoly position, and it's probably more along the lines of, even if you're not using Facebook, if you've ever gone to a website that has the little Facebook icon on it.
Yeah.
Almost every website.
Right. Exactly. And that's actually tracking you. So there may be an argument closer to what nobody here is arguing. But certainly, I don't think the Facebook on your phone argument's very strong, given that Facebook is not defaulted on those.
I don't want them there. They're there.
Well, you could probably root the phone.
You could have number one.
You didn't even have to root the phone. You could have just bought a different phone. I mean,
yeah. Well, of course they don't tell you.
Where am I going to buy a phone that doesn't have Facebook stuck to it?
Mine doesn't have it.
Built into Android.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
not true.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not built into Android.
I have not had Facebook on any of the phones I've purchased ever.
Yeah, you're mistaken about that. Nobody. There's certainly things Facebook.
And what's probably going on here is, I know that you've bought some like track phone type things over at the Walmart. Is that where you're talking about? Like,
yeah, I use Straight Talk.
So you're probably getting, they're subsidizing likely the cost of that phone.
Yeah, that could be
right. If it's
I don't buy like a $500 phone.
Right.
Certain low end, super low end phones.
Right. So if you're getting a $30 or $50 phone, there's a chance that Facebook is paying. You know, they're paying to be on that phone, which helps keep the price of the phone down. Right.
Yeah.
So that's probably why you're seeing
one of
that.
The reasons I hate Google as well, which is, I mean, how is it that I own a computer and I'm not root on it? That's just insane.
Google, you mean the Android operating system?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Google, the company, makes many things, including the Android operating
system. Yeah, I was just wondering if that's what you're referring to.
Yeah.
There's probably a stronger argument that, like, you know, Google and... You know, Google has a monopoly, and it's not really a monopoly. It'd be like a duopoly or, you know, something of that nature.
See, I don't care if it's a monopoly
than Facebook does
or not
on social networks
so much as, you know, I care what kind of impact it's having.
Do you think that this lawsuit's a good idea, then?
I think anything that harms, I mean, do I think it's a good idea from the point of view of an economist? No, it's silly. Do I think it's better for the company for the country to spend its time persecuting Facebook than to spend its time persecuting Iraq and Afghanistan? Absolutely.
So
Facebook is way more of a threat than Iraq or Afghanistan.
If you want to get upset about these companies having monopolies, I think what you really need to get upset about is the actions that government has taken in the past and may still be taking in relation to these companies. Like, I believe, if I recall correctly, Facebook was did have some sort of CIA connection as far as financing or something.
Mm-hmm.
So things of that nature.
If they didn't before, they sure do now.
Yeah, right? Probably. But those are the things that you should be upset about, and it's not just Facebook. There's a lot of different tech companies that government.
No matter what I'm upset about, the fact that you know, somebody I regard as an enemy is getting the piss beaten out of them, or maybe it gives me a little smile. Sorry.
The state suit calls for a court order requiring Facebook to notify state officials of any future acquisitions valued at $10 million or more. Jennifer Newstead, the VP and general counsel at Facebook, said in a statement, quote, "The most important fact in this case, which the commission does not mention in its 53-page complaint, is that it cleared these acquisitions years ago. The government now wants a do-over, sending a chilling warning to American business that no sale is ever final." She added, "People and small businesses don't choose to use Facebook's free services and advertising because they have to. They choose them, or they use them, because our apps and services deliver the most value. We're going to vigorously defend people's ability to continue making that choice." So, if one thing this is going to do is raise the cost of advertising on Facebook if they have to pay it through the nose.
Yeah, but that would also make it incompetent. I mean, I'm not sure I don't know what kind of impact, if any, this will have on the cost of advertising on Facebook. But you know, if you increase the price of advertising on Facebook, you're not going to probably get as much, business.
That's right.
In the marketplace. So it's going to, I don't know. It just seems like, it seems like a bad idea, this lawsuit. It doesn't seem like it's doing, consumers any good.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's definitely the government gang making some sort of a public relations play, make themselves look like they're helping when in point of fact, they're not going to help anything. If all they do is, and I'm not criticizing this, I think the suit is just a waste of time and the government should disappear. If the government went away tomorrow, Facebook would still be Facebook and we could start competitors.
They're doing something to make it look like they're doing something good, right. But they're not. They're not really. And
right. What's it going to do to spin off Instagram to another corporation, to make it its own corporation, not owned by Facebook anymore? What's that going to do?
Probably nothing, because it's nothing. There's nothing that would stop, theoretically, Facebook from having a agreement with WhatsApp, even if it was a separate corporation, if it's mutually beneficial to WhatsApp and Facebook.
Right, to still like have it in the wheelhouse, but quote-unquote own it.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Or have it be a friendly, like a friendly corporation that Facebook has an interest in, but isn't totally in charge of, but sort of basically is. Because there's weasel ways around this stuff in the world of corporations, right? Corporations are designed to obscure and protect.
And let's go back a couple hundred years, because I don't know if people remember about their history, but the corporations, like multi-state corporations, and I don't know if I'm using the right terms, but they weren't supposed to exist. They're like, I don't know if it was unconstitutional or what exactly it was, but they weren't supposed to exist in the first place. You were not supposed to be able to own a business effectively that operated in multiple states, let alone at the international level. So, this whole idea, government somehow is going to make it work. And the point that I'm making here is that they just set up some other type of entity that then owned businesses in multiple states. So it effectively got around the whole, you can't have a corporation in multiple states.
Toll free number tonight, if you want to join us here, it's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You want to weigh in on this Facebook lawsuit and tell us what you think. You can join the show. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR. EPR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.